Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and coming up, a chat with a swing state governor about the state of the presidential race. But first, fire crews getting ready to drive that cargo full of lithium-ion batteries, which is still smoldering, to a remote location at the Port of LA. Pete Demetrio is on the scene, and he joins us live.
Rob, fire crews with breathing apparatus have been working for hours with big rig tow truck drivers to upright the container, which has the damaged battery packs inside. Now, they've just about secured it onto that flatbed truck, and it'll be moved very slowly to a remote rail yard, escorted by fire department pumper trucks that could pump water on it if the fire starts again. Contract hazmat crews, once they get it at that location, will secure it, make sure there's 300 feet of clearance around it, and then they'll go inside the container and remove all the items. That is going to take hours because they don't know just how many of those battery packs are damaged or not. LA Fire Public Information Officer David Ortiz, phase two of the operation begins after that. The steps that hazmat teams are going to have to take to reopen the closed roadways here in the Port of LA.
So right now what they have to do is figure out by taking the air samples whether or not there's any toxic material left behind. And those readings are going to dictate whether or not it's safe for the public to use this roadway.
They have the final call. If they determine there's problem there with hazardous material, the road stays closed.
That is correct.
And if it's, they say it's clear and we detect no residue, reopen the traffic.
Yeah, and it is a priority to get it open as soon as we can, but again, the safety comes first.
Now, Rob, again, there's the point that lies in that. No one is offering a time estimate on the reopening of the roads and resumption of port activity. This road has been closed more than 30 hours.
All right, thanks, Pete. The Port of LA does confirm it's having a major impact on operations.
Certainly having four terminals closed for last night and today has impacted, has slowed things down. However, we have the best dock worker force in the world, and as soon as they get back to work, we're going to catch up. We have a plan to do that with our terminal operators, with the great ILWU union, so it may take us a day or two to catch up.
Port spokesman Philip Sanfield tells us he hopes full operations can resume by Monday. In the meantime, Palmdale Republican state lawmaker Tom Lackey tells us there have now been three major lithium battery fires, shutting down major roads in less than 2 months.
This has proven to be a very significant problem that we haven't figured out how to keep these delays being from 24 to 48 hours of shutting roadways down. And these roadways are not, you know, two-lane highways. These are Interstate 15, Interstate 80, and now Route 47, which is right there in the center of commerce from the ports.
Ian, Republican colleagues wrote to the governor last month asking for a statewide plan to tackle these kinds of chemical and battery fires, and he says so far they have not gotten a response. Multiple pharmacies along Ventura Boulevard were hit in a series of early morning robberies. Natalie Tavidian reports.
LAPD says at least three pharmacies were targeted. Surveillance footage, they say, shows about four suspects taking off in a Dodge Durango between the hours of 3:30 to 5 in the morning. Police say they took money from two pharmacies and money and meds from one. This pharmacist in Woodland Hills along busy Ventura Boulevard says her business was spared this time, but says they've fallen victim to burglary twice this year alone.
Well, it's not easy. We just have to fix it, survive again. Mm-hmm. You know, we have insurance, so they help us a little.
And then as far as security goes, have you beefed up more security? Have you added more cameras? What have you do?
More cameras, more motion sensors, but if they want to do it, they'll do it again.
What have you seen on the cameras?
Same form, with hoodies, covered up with masks, gloves. Okay. You can't see their faces, so.
You're not surprised that this happened again?
No, I'm not.
A woman on a bicycle was killed today when she was hit by a car that had just crashed into a school bus. It happened this morning at Del Amo and Norwalk Boulevards in Lakewood. The car allegedly ran a red light and then collided with a bus, which didn't have any students on board. The car then hit the woman on the bicycle. LA County Sheriff's Department has a new sensor. It's using technology to improve public safety. Karen Adams has the story.
The real-time watch center in the Malibu Lost Hills Station uses privately owned cameras, including those license plate readers that can be live streamed during emergencies, even wildfires.
The establishment of this real-time watch center, the first in the nation with fire and law operating together in a center like this, is significant as it gives us immediate access to live streams from multiple video sources throughout the Santa Monica Mountain region. This real-time data allows for situational awareness prior to and during emergencies. This is very important as we remain vigilant and prepared for the inevitable wildfires that we have seen this summer and will experience in the coming fall months when our dangerous Santa Ana winds return.
That's LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney. The center, which is privately funded, already has more than 1,500 cameras registered and more than 400 integrated into its system.
The death of a 12-year-old boy in Lake Elsinore has led to a new extreme weather law in California to protect students. On the day that Yahushua Robinson died, the temperature was getting up to 100 degrees. Now, he collapsed and died after running with his classmates in PE class. The coroner said that he died of a heart defect with both heat and physical exertion as contributing factors. The law signed by Governor Newsom on Sunday calls on the State Department of Education to establish uniform guidelines and requirements for public schools to keep students safe while doing physical activity during extreme weather. It takes effect in 2026. Well, Pennsylvania is a key state in the upcoming presidential election. We're going to go in depth with Governor Josh Shapiro. It's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. The online auction has now begun for the baseball that Shohei Ohtani hammered to make baseball history for the Dodgers. Got more from Ken Golden, who runs the auction house that's selling it.
The baseball, of course, is the actual 50 home run baseball that was hit September 19th, 2024 by Shohei Ohtani, making him the first and only member of the 50-50 club, 50 stolen bases and 50 home runs. But also importantly, on that night, he had the greatest offensive performance in the history of Major League Baseball, going 6-for-6 with 5 extra base hits, 3 home runs, and 10 RBIs. So this is the key baseball. The auction is now live. It opened up a few hours ago, and the minimum bid started out at $500,000, and the auction will close on October 16th at 10 p.m. Everything is online. There is no live auction. There is no live gathering where people raise a paddle and sold. It all takes place at golden.com.
And he tells us he expects the price for the baseball to rise and rise.
For baseball, it would be a high price at $3 million or $4 million. But in terms of sports memorabilia, it would not be. You know, a Babe Ruth game-used jersey recently sold for $22 million. Let me repeat that, $22 million. Baseball card of Honus Wagner from 1909, I've sold one on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being absolute dog year, the worst condition possible, and 10 being the best, I sold a two for $7.25 million. I could sell the eight for over $50 million.
And Golden says the baseball could well end up on show to the public after it's sold.
Memorabilia like this tend to be displayed more often than trading cards because they're more, you know, they're more visual. They're larger. So I would definitely expect somebody who wins this ball would likely loan it at the very least to the Baseball Hall of Fame, perhaps, you know, loan it. I don't know if the Dodgers have a museum at the stadium, but if they do, I would expect they loan it to the stadium. For example, that Babe Ruth jersey that sold for $22 million, it resided in the Yankee Stadium for the past 15 years as part of the Yankee Stadium Museum. It was just on loan.
He says he's gotten used to the sky-high prices, but sometimes even he is surprised.
In 2016, you know, Golden Auction sold a LeBron James card that was printed in 2003, so a modern card, for $312,000. And honestly, I thought that guy was crazy. I said, I can't believe I just sold a baseball card that's not even 20 years old for over $300,000. Today, that card is worth $10 million. So that was the one thing that surprised me. And I've realized that there are, you know, maybe people 100 years ago that, you know, very wealthy, they wanted to collect art, Picasso's, Van Gogh's, you know, things like that. I think right now, sports collectibles, game used items, I think that they are the Monet, the Picassos, and the Van Goghs of the 21st century.
The sale is on behalf of the fan who caught the ball, opted not to return it to the slugger or the Dodgers. Instead, he brought it to Golden. Dodgers reportedly offered the guy $300,000 for the ball. He turned it down. Before leaving the stadium in Florida, he had the ball authenticated by MLB officials, put a hologram sticker on it. Auctioneers say it's got black scuffing and some abrasions on the white leather from where Ohtani's bat met the ball and the impact from when it landed in the bleachers. Now, there's a twist to this story. The twist is this. The auction is ongoing even as there is a legal fight over who actually owns the ball. Now, when he hit that ball in Miami, fans in the stands, they pushed and shoved each other trying to grab it. In the end, the baseball was wrestled by two guys. One of them finally yells out, "I got it," before waving it in the air. That's the guy who turned the ball into the Golden. Now, that man has been sued by the other guy who also had his hands on it. He's also suing Golden Auctions. A judge ruled that the auction can go ahead even as this lawsuit plays out. The hearing is set for October 10th, but a week before the auction is set to close.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Looks like the presidential election could all come down to Pennsylvania and its 19 electoral college votes. Got an update on the race with our Countdown 2024 show. Charles Feldman and Margaret Guerrero talk with Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro. He says the race in his state remains extremely close.
Pretty equally divided. It's a dead heat. There's a number of counties that historically have been really close, kind of these bellwether counties, whether it's Erie County, Northampton County, Bucks County. What I would say is that you know, we're a big state. I think what makes us a little different is, not saying that we're a big state, we're still a retail state, right? We still want to meet our candidates. We still want to kind of kick the tires and learn more and get the chance to see them up close. And on that, I'm really grateful for the fact that Kamala Harris is showing up in a lot of these kind of swing counties, these bellwether counties, and oftentimes going to rural communities that at times some national Democrats have ignored in the past. So I think she's doing the right thing by showing up there.
If Harris wins the presidency, Governor, is there a spot for you in the White House, or is your aim eventually the White House?
Now, listen, I love what I'm doing. I love being the governor. I think I've
Every governor says that. So yeah. Everyone says, I love doing what I'm doing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think particularly over the last few months, I've made clear I love what I'm doing and I don't want to go anywhere else. So this is a job that I couldn't be more honored to do as the 48th governor of Pennsylvania.
Where do you think this country is headed in the next 48 years, regardless of whether Kamala Harris is sitting in the White House or Donald Trump?
I think it's a great question. I think we need to focus on some greater equity in our economy, giving more people a shot. I think we've erected in the past just too many artificial barriers to entry that hold people back. I mean, just as an example, literally the first thing I did as governor was sign an executive order doing away with the college degree requirement for state government jobs, opening up the doors of opportunity for more people. Why do I cite that? Because I think it's an example of taking these arbitrary rules that hold people back and throwing them out the window and showing respect for all people. I think we need to do more of that across this country. I think we need to show that we can get back to Democrats, Republicans, independents alike, agreeing on the foundational principles that have always bound us as Americans, that we value our freedom, we cherish our democracy, and we love this country. And then we're going to fight like hell on healthcare policy or, you know, some other policy that ultimately through that fight is going to perfect our union. I think we've gotten away from those foundational principles. We got to find a way to get back to that. Still have spirited debates, but get back to those things. I think we also have to show as a nation that we can solve big problems, whether it's gun violence or addressing the very real effects of climate change. I think we have to show that we can solve big problems again as a nation. I think people are thirsty for results. We're delivering those kind of results here in Pennsylvania. I think we've got to see that across the nation. And that's my hope, is that we come through this election process poised to be able to address those issues.
Countdown 2024 airs on KNX at 2:30 weekday afternoons and then weeknights at 8. It's also available on demand at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Countdown 2024 and follow the show. 521, your money.
A unit of Comcast is suing Warner Brothers Discovery. Comcast's European Sky pay TV arm charges the studio and TV company broke an agreement to share co-production opportunities on projects like a Harry Potter TV series. The suit says Warner was supposed to offer Sky original content from HBO Max for co-funding and co-production, but never did. Warner Brothers isn't commenting. Two Biden administration cabinet members and a high-ranking aide are hoping they can convince representatives of ocean carriers and terminal operators to avoid a strike that could close every major container port on the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. They're urging the U.S. Maritime Alliance to go back to the bargaining table. They're also signaling the White House won't try to force workers back to the docks if they do strike. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 138 points to 42,313, a third of a percent gain. The Nasdaq fell that much, 71. The S&P down a tenth of a percent, 7 points. I'm Bloomberg's Joan Doniger, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Friday, September 27th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.